You are the one that wipes away all tears. You are the one that mends broken hearts. You are the one that delivers. You make the blind to see. You make the lame to walk. You move the mountains. You are the one that makes a way where there seems to be no way. You are the one that brings light in the darkness. You are the promise keeper. Who will never leave us or forsake us. Father, Lord, even the psalmist says, even if my father and my mother forsake me, say, the Lord will not forsake me. Lord, even in my wilderness, even in my darkest valley, Jesus, you are there with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Hallelujah. You are the answer to my God. And we trust you. We trust you. I depend on you. My confidence is in you. I trust you. I depend on you. My confidence is in you. Say to that, say, I trust you, Jesus. I depend on you, Jesus. My confidence is in you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We love you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. God bless you. Please open your Bible to John chapter 1. Today we are talking about divine overcoming life. Can we say that together? Divine overcoming life. Hallelujah. John chapter 1. Are you there? John chapter 1. I'm looking for the people that who have been too quiet today. So John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. So I'm going to give Sister Lisa to read. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. You can't be in church and be quiet. John chapter 1, verse 1 to 5. Please follow your Bible.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Okay, can you just pause there? You just cast your mind back. You know, try to understand this revelation. In the beginning. Yeah? In the beginning, before there was nothing. All that mattered was the Word. Hallelujah. When the Word of God is present, everything becomes possible. Hallelujah. All that matters is the Word. Hallelujah. If God never does anything, He just gives His Word. Hallelujah. He just gives His Word. You know, we read today, He said, no man has seen God at any time. Anytime God showed up in the Old Testament, it was Jesus. Because no man has seen God at any time. When God came down to visit Abraham, who was it? Jesus. That was His pre-incarnate self. Hallelujah. And Jesus is the Word of God. Hallelujah. God doesn't do anything. He just releases His Word. He sits on the throne. Hallelujah. If you read Revelation, you find that God sits on the throne. Hallelujah. He's the Father. Hallelujah. But he acts through His Word and His Spirit. Anything God wants to act is through what? His Word and His what? His Spirit. In the beginning was the Word. When I have God's Word about any situation in my life, the impossible becomes possible. Hallelujah. The more I walk with God, the more I understand that God influences people. Hallelujah. Amen. You know, you were traveling. Yeah. Probably you even had in mind that you repay, you know what, your bill. But God went ahead of you and influenced that person. Now, it's funny because sometimes you think as a Christian that God can only influence Christians. No, He influences people. Hallelujah. God influences people. Hallelujah. If you read your Bible, you see that there was a king of Babylon called Nebuchadnezzar. That man did not know God. But God gave him a dream. Hallelujah. God gave him a dream. There was another man, the king of Egypt, named Pharaoh. He didn't know God. But when it was time for God to deliver Joseph from the prison, God gave Pharaoh a dream. And the nature of the dream was that Pharaoh could not have peace until Joseph showed up. Hallelujah. It was also God that put it in the heart of Pharaoh to put Joseph as prime minister. It's not just random. God influences people. God influences things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have God's Word, impossible becomes possible. You see, as human beings, many times we try to respond to situations. We try to adjust to situations. We try to move around to fix situations. But that's not the way God works. God, right where you are, can create the solution to your problem, to come and meet you. Sometimes we try, you know, hallelujah. There's a word for somebody here today. When there was a famine, yeah, you know, God promised Abraham, he said, go to this land and you inherit it, you and your generations. But in the land of Canaan, there was a famine. Did you hear Abraham praying to God? He didn't pray. He didn't wait. He carried Sarah and they went down to Egypt. They're looking for food in Egypt. The moment they landed Egypt, Pharaoh, he took over Sarah. Pharaoh took Sarah for his wife. Because Abraham had left that land of promise, he was looking for the solution to his problem. But that's not the way God works. Where you are in your situation, God can bring the solution to you. Hallelujah. Once you have the word, all things were made by him. Please read verse 2.
He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being by him.
All things. Can you just pause there again? You see that? All things came into being by the word. You know, I love Father God. It's awesome. When God wants to work, he just releases his word. Hallelujah. When God wanted to save the world, how did he save the world? He released his word. Look at verse 14. And the word became flesh. Hallelujah. And the word became flesh. Hallelujah. I said, when you have God's word, you see, whatever your situation, what you need to seek is God's word. What has God said? And what is God saying? Say to your neighbor, tell them, say, all you need to seek is God's word. What God has said and what God is saying. The moment you can find that out, you are on the pathway of victory. Hallelujah. Because all things were made by him, the word. All. Hallelujah. Whatever needs to be created, God influences things. God influences people. You go somewhere and God has already prepared them. They don't know God. Don't be afraid. The fact that they don't know God does not matter. God can disturb their dream. Hallelujah. God has prepared them. And there are days it happens to me like that, you know, when I'm working at the uni. I'm working with students and I've not met them. I've nothing, but that day I just made a matter. Whichever snake comes my way today, I will favor them. God prepared my heart. It's not about them. God influences people. God influences things. When you have the word, the impossible becomes what? Possible. That's the whole essence of serving God. He's a living God. Hallelujah. When Moses was going to take the children of Israel back from Egypt, where they were in slavery, to the promised land, as they were going, they were still rejoicing that God has delivered them. Yeah? They met something they did not plan for. The Red Sea. Now, what made it worse is that they also had news that Pharaoh has changed his mind. So here was the king of Egypt with the best of his army. The best army in the world then. Because Egypt was ruling the world then. Chasing them behind. And in front was what? The Red Sea. In fact, in their case, they could not go back and they could not go forward. And they were afraid. But thank God for one thing. I won't take you there, but thank God. Go and read it. Thank God for one thing. Moses did not run around saying, what can I do? He asked. He consulted God. He said, what should we do? He said, why are you worried? God told him, he said, why are you worried? The children of Israel, now they should move forward. But you know what moving forward means? Go into that sea. I will be with you. Hallelujah. Even when you are going through this valley, if God is with you, you need fear no evil. You see, that's the revelation of Psalm God. He said, even if I'm going to the valley of the shadow of death. You don't understand. He said, even if like Daniel. Daniel loved God, he served God. They threw him into the den of lions. What was going on in the mind of Daniel? He said, even in that place, he is what? With me. Hallelujah. Now, when you have that revelation that God is with you, the lions will shut their mouth. Hallelujah. No. I know your natural state is to devour. But because you know that God is with you, yeah, they will shut their mouth. They may devour every other person. But when you know that God is with you, yeah, the impossible becomes possible. He said, let them move forward. Let them move forward. Hallelujah. The same Red Sea that was supposed to have destroyed them, rescued them, and destroyed their enemies forever. If you read the Bible, you find out never again did Egypt oppress Israel. Never. He silenced them forever. Hallelujah. He said, the Egyptians that you see today, you will see them no more. Hallelujah. How did God do that? To the Red Sea that was supposed to have devoured them. Amen. Hallelujah. In the beginning, all that mattered was the word. If you can get to that place in your walk with God, you can have the word of God. You have a revelation. Either from what God has said or what God is saying. It doesn't matter if any physical sign does not conform. It does not matter. Once the word goes into operation, everything must conform. It may take some time. Say to your neighbor, say time. Say time is not your enemy. God will use time in your favor. Hallelujah. What I find out about God also is that God, in the mindset of man, things are delayed. In the mindset of God, everything is right on time. Hallelujah. What I found out about God is a master mathematician. All this you know calculated. God has calculated it. Hallelujah. All the possibilities you've not seen, God has seen it. Hallelujah. All the things that could happen, you know, in your own mindset, you're calculating, okay, if I do this, I do this. God has seen everything. Hallelujah. He knows that if you take this way, he knows the solution to get you back. If you take that way, he knows the solution to get you back. He is a master. Nothing surprises God. Hallelujah. Everything is right on time. Hallelujah. And that's why if you are working with God, where God is taking you to, he will get you there right on time. Now, when you miss it, because you've gone your own way, yeah? When you come back, no matter how far, you know Saul was a Pharisee. He went his own way. He was persecuted. Even when they killed Stephen, Saul was the person, you know, keeping their clothes. He was killing Christians. But when God's plan, God, one day God visited him. But what was God's plan all the time? That he will make this man apostle. And he will send him around the world. And when it was time, when Saul found back his creator, he took him to where he was going. Right on time. Hallelujah. The only time that you can miss your blessing is if you walk away. It's turn to your neighbor. Tell them, say, please, don't walk away. I'm not talking about walking away from Eileen's French church. Okay? Sometimes you may need to. Okay? I mean, like, for example, if God gave you, I don't know where you like to go. Canada? Where do you like to go? Cameroon. You know? And relocate you there nicely. And makes you a missionary to Southern Cameroon or something. There may be a time. Everything's for an appointed time. You may need to go. Amen? If you need to go, we won't hold you. We'll bless you and send you for in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You may need to go, but so I'm not talking about walking away from millions. I'm talking about don't walk away from God. Hallelujah. Don't walk away from God. You walk away from God every time you're not listening out for what he's telling you. You walk away and do your own thing. Sometimes it may take you 1 year to find out that you wasted your time. Hallelujah. I say walking with God may require time to get to, but with God, He will get you there right on time. Hallelujah. All things were made through Him. When I enter into our revelation, I know all things are possible. All I need is to know what God has said and what God is saying. Please don't tell anybody and say, what has God said? And what is God saying? Anytime you are in an uncertain situation, your mission is to find out what God has said, that you can find out from the Bible. And what God is saying, that you can find out through waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, when you know what God has said and what God is saying, yeah, you are invincible. Hallelujah. You are what? Invincible. Because you have the word. The word. Psalm says, forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. That means that it's the word itself that holds the earth together. Hallelujah. The atoms is the word that holds it together. Hallelujah. It's the word. Hallelujah. You see, God has lifted up His word above His name. So meaning that God's word is more important to God than God's name. Now, you know how much your name is important to you. Everybody fights for their reputation. The average politician, the moment they accuse them, before they know it, they've denied, even if they did it, because they are fighting for what? Their reputation. But God's reputation is as important to Him as His word. Hallelujah. The Bible says He watches over His word to perform it. Hallelujah. In short, as far as God is concerned, God's word is God's reputation. Amen. Hallelujah. Please continue. Verse 3.
All things came into being by Him, and apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. Verse 4. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 5. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it.
Amen. Let me just look at verse 4 and verse 5. But before that, let's look at verse 3. I want you to understand that thing in your life that is like a source of oppression could not even exist without God. Hallelujah. Satan cannot exist without the word. So see, you can see that Satan is on a lease. And that lease will expire. Hallelujah. But Bible says that he that does the will of God will abide forever. Satan represents everything that is oppressing your life. Yeah? It could not operate without permission. So God, in His greatness, even permits Satan to operate. But it's for a while. Hallelujah. It's for a while. Until he will receive full judgment. That also means to me that nothing that is oppressing my life, it doesn't have power in itself. Hallelujah. And the moment that power is broken, it can't oppress me anymore. Hallelujah. If I have a boss that is oppressing me, all that needs to happen is that they will be removed. Once they are removed, they can't oppress me anymore. And they don't have the power to stop their removal. Only God. Hallelujah. Anything that is oppressing you is still under the dominion of God. And when you have the word of God concerning your situation, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess. Now, every knee that refuses to bow, let me tell you what will happen to them. Bible says, I put in Zion a rock. Yeah? He said, this rock, if anyone falls against this rock, they will be broken to pieces. That's level 1. But he said, anyone that this rock falls upon will be grinded to powder. Hallelujah. So you know what it means? It means that you are going on your own, doing your own thing, obeying God, trying to, you know, do your best. You're not perfect. Like sister said, we are not perfect. Hallelujah. But we are children of God. Hallelujah. We are not perfect, but we are going on to perfection. Amen. You will make mistakes, but you're a child of God. That's your identity. You're a child of God. Say to yourself, I'm a child of God. It makes a difference. If I'm a child of God, you know, and I go to the doctors and they tell me, you know, we can see something. That's just the doctor's report. It's not the heavenly report. The man that is like, I am what? A child of God. It doesn't matter if it happens to everybody. My chaos is different. I am a child of God. I am not a bastard. I'm not a vagabond. I belong to the kingdom. And I have covenant rights in God. The devil cannot just come and mess up my life. I am a child of God. So I will look at that situation and tell you, I say, in the name of Jesus, you are a knee and you will bow. Hallelujah. So you're just going about your own business. And then somebody decides, or even if the devil, to try to mess you up. They are falling upon the rock, Jesus. And the Bible says that they will be what? They will be broken to pieces. Hallelujah. But let's assume that now you found out your problem. You found out your mountain. That thing that is a sort of oppression. You now start fasting and praying. And say, Lord, show your power. Move in my life. Move in my situation. You know what you're doing? You are stimulating that rock now to fall upon that opposition. And when it happens, what will happen? They will be grinded to powder. Hallelujah. In him was life. What type of life is in Jesus? What type of life? It's not human life. Human life is just a byproduct of divine life. He said in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our own image. But divine life is bigger than human life. Hallelujah. That life is in him, Jesus. And say, this life, it what brings light to man. Now, let me explain light, because sometimes you don't understand light. Let me explain light to you. You see, everything that messes up the lives of men is called darkness. Hallelujah. That's why the Bible says, he has delivered us from the power of darkness, and he has called us into the kingdom of his Son. Anything that is trying to turn your life upside down is what? Darkness. And Bible says that in Jesus is life. And this life is the light that shines in the darkness. And the darkness can never, never, somebody say never, extinguish it. Hallelujah. The only time that darkness can have its way in your life is if your light is not shining. And the only reason why your light will not shine is if you don't know that you have it. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, imagine you have a torchlight and, you know, you are walking in a dark path. You have the light. You're walking in a dark path. The only reason why you will not see is because you did not put it on. Amen? You have the light. Hallelujah. How do you put on your light? Let me show you that. I'm going to round up. James 4:7. Let's round up there. I'll finish at 12:30. Because I want to make sure that we leave here by one latest. How do you ensure that your light shines? Because I guarantee you, when your light shines, the darkness can never, somebody say never, extinguish it. Never. You are a child of God. You are no longer a slave. You are a child of God. Hallelujah. James 4:7. Yes, let's have it. Yes, you are the reader. Yes, go for it. Welcome. James 4:7.
Submit therefore to God.
Submit. Go on then.
Resist the devil and he will flee from you.
This is a key. To let your light shine, I show you one key. It says, submit therefore to God. Resist the devil and what will happen? It will flee from you. Did you want to say something? Yes, let's have it. Let's have a different version before I nail it.
So humble yourself before God.
Yes.
Resist the devil.
Yes.
And he will flee from you.
And he will flee from you. Now, let me show you the key there. So you understand. So, number one. The fact that you're a child of God does not mean you don't have to deal with the devil. There is warfare. Hallelujah. Say, just say, there's warfare. But I have victory in Christ. How do you ensure that victory? There is a resistance to resist. When something is coming against you, that you understand from your identity as a child of God that it is not your portion, you don't submit to it. I can't submit to it. You know, my wife told me, like, I've been having headaches in the morning. I said, well, that is not who you are. Hallelujah. It's not your identity. It's a visitor. And you will resist it. How do you resist it? You wake up in the morning and say, you are not. You do not belong to me. I refuse you. Leave my body. Hallelujah. If you are bold enough to resist the devil, he will flee. Hallelujah. Now, you can't resist the devil without having the word. This is not about positive thinking. Do you understand? It's the word. Now, what's the word? I look at Isaiah 53 verse 5. He said, the punishment for my peace and well-being. That means that God is interested in my peace. And God is interested in my well-being. Otherwise, he will not put the punishment for my peace and well-being on Jesus. Hallelujah. If God was not interested in my peace and well-being, he will not put the punishment for it on Jesus. You see that? Punishment for my peace and well-being has been laid upon Christ. So, when I see something coming against my peace and well-being, I will stand against them in the name of the Lord. My weapon is my mouth and my heart. Because with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I say, you addict, you do not belong here. I know you missed your way. I am a child of God. Because John 1:12, he said, as many as received him. Say, just say, as many as received him. You know what he gave them? He gave them. There are different versions. Some versions say the right to be called the sons of God. That's a very poor translation for that verse. Hallelujah. Let me give you the best translation. He gave them the power to become. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Jesus is the Son of God. But if you read the Bible very well, you find out it's like, the Bible says he's the firstborn among many brethren. Hallelujah. He's the Son. But I'm a Son of God. He's my senior brother. Hallelujah. Because why? I have become. I have become. It's not something I will become. I am what now? A son of God. God is my father. That's my identity. So when the floods come, I have to face those floods with the identity that I am a son of God. The power that makes the flood operate is the same power that lives in me. Hallelujah. It is the life of God. Divine overcoming life. Hallelujah. I am not an accident going somewhere to happen. I'm not a disaster going somewhere to happen. I'm not a victim. Yeah, I may go to persecutions. I may go to trials and tribulations. But Bible says, no, in all these things, we are what? More than conquerors. Hallelujah. If something shows up in my life that does not conform to who God has called me or who God has made it, I stand and I resist it. I don't submit to it. I don't what? Submit. I cannot submit to it. No. I resist it. In the morning I say, listen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not belong here. Hallelujah. In the afternoon, listen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you do not what? Belong. You know what the Bible says? It said, my body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You know what that means? It means that this body is for glorifying God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's stop there because of time. I could go on and on about this life of God. Let me just give you one more thing. It is the thief that comes to steal and kill and destroy. But let me tell you God's plan for your life. Jesus, he said, John chapter 10 verse 10. He said, I have come. Say, Jesus has come. So that you can have life. Say, so that I can have life. And have it to the full. Hallelujah. Until that life begins to overflow through you, you're not yet enjoying the fullness of it. That's who you are. Hallelujah. You have received the life of God. That life of God is in you. It's not human life. It's divine overcoming life. What it takes to go to the world, face all the mountains, face all the valleys, is in you. Hallelujah. He said, I'm not going to fear any evil. He said, why? Because you are with me. If you can just walk in that revelation, no matter what you're going through, he is with you. You have his life. You have everything it takes to overcome. And you will overcome. Say to yourself, I will overcome. Say, because of Jesus, I will overcome. I refuse to submit to any oppression. I resist the devil in every circumstance of my life that does not conform to the word. And I am victorious in the name of Jesus. Let me just chip this in. You may be in a situation right now that you need money for you, something very important to you, and you've calculated that there is no way. Hallelujah. I want you to understand that God influences people. You underestimate God. Your job is to believe. And don't be lazy. Do your best. But that which you cannot do by your power, believe God. Hallelujah. If you believe, all things are possible. Don't worry about how God will do it. That's God's problem. Your problem is, your own issue is to believe. Hallelujah. Don't run around. Change all your plans because you think it can't work out. Believe. To him that believes, all things are possible. And when you believe, you will see miracles. I've seen miracles. I've seen many. And I've made up my mind. There's a reason why when God called us, we said this church is a Pentecostal church. Let me tell you the reason. Of course, we could say it's an evangelical church or just make it quiet. There's a deliberate reason. Because I said, I am not going to do any church work if the power of God is not at work in the lives of the people. Hallelujah. Because we're serving a living God. We must experience him on a regular basis. Now this God is alive. Hallelujah.